Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Wayfinders Church podcast. Wayfinders Church wants you to find life. We think that happens in a few key ways. When we love first, when we get outside of ourselves, it transforms us in the process as well as the people around us. When we do life together, by the way, you weren't meant to do this alone. It does something to our cities and our souls. And we also say we live the story when we get together. We often share what God is doing in us and through us, and because of that, it reminds us who we are and why we do what we do. It's a pretty cool thing. So, Wayfinders launched in February, and this is season two of the podcast. It's just getting started. We have some cool things coming up. On October 1st, that's a Sunday, is our grand opening. So we launched and we've been going, but we have a grand opening event this fall on October 1st. You won't want to miss that. If you've never checked us out, that's a great place to start. And then for this new season of the podcast, we have some new segments that we're going to be adding into it. So I want to jump right in with a new segment that we're calling the AJH Minute. You might be wondering, what is AJH? Well, there is a political activist and theologian and rabbi and pastor, Abraham Joshua Heschel, wrote a bunch of books. He's like a wizard of things. And what we're going to be doing is in the AJH Minute, we're going to unpack one quote for 1 minute that he gave us. So with no further ado, here's the quote. Wonder rather than doubt is the root of all knowledge. Wonder rather than doubt is the root of all knowledge. See, a lot of times in our modern world, we lead with doubt. I doubt that. We have a healthy skepticism to everything, and that skepticism leads us to inquiry. But if we wonder about something, I wonder if this is possible. I wonder if that is possible. It changes the perspective. Rather than leaning first with the negative, saying that's not possible or I doubt that's possible, wonder leads with, it could be possible. I wonder how. And so it's a very different perspective that we get to put in on things. And so wonder rather than doubt is the root of all knowledge. There's all kinds of knowing, but wonder is the great start. Okay, there was your AJH Minute. Fantastic. We're calling this new series to kick off season two, Begin at the Beginning. Begin at the beginning. I mean, it's a new school year. It's a new season. Why not start at the beginning? And what better way for, for nerds like me to begin than say, well, let's just begin at the beginning. So we're going to spend a good chunk of time unpacking Genesis 1 through 11 in this Begin at the Beginning series. And so Genesis 1 through 11 is, it's a prelude to everything else that happens in the scripture. It's a set of ancient stories they pack a lot of power. In contrast to the rest of the Bible, Genesis 1 through 11 is not focused on Israel, but it's focused on all of humanity. So whereas the rest of the Old Testament focuses specifically on the relationship of God and Israel, or God and the people that became Israel, Genesis 1 through 11 doesn't. Okay? Now, a lot of the stories in Genesis 1 through 11, almost everybody knows. Someone always has an opinion about Adam and Eve. Someone always has an opinion about Noah. Someone always has an opinion about the Tower of Babel. And these things are important for us to dive into. And so we're going to unpack some really, really cool parts. But the reason why we're calling the series Begin at the Beginning is because most people, when they take the Bible or when they take Christianity, they start with the sin problem. But when you start with the sin problem, that eliminates the first chapter of the Bible altogether. And in fact, in the first chapter, God, the primary character, begins to create. And as you find out in the later passages, he creates out of this loving desire for creating more and community and blessing. And in fact, on the end of each day in the creation poem, right, the end of each day, says there was evening and morning, right? But there's also this line that, and it was, and God saw that it was good. That's a blessing. In Hebrew, it's a barakah. And then when he gets to us as human beings, it says that it's very good. See, when we start with goodness, we end up seeing people very differently. Our start can dictate our end. If I thought the world is evil, and I saw you first for all of your sins and all of your flaws and all of the problems, rather than for the goodness that you have, the goodness that you are, what happens is I'm looking for reasons to discount you as a human being, to discount this world as healthy and good and wonderful. I'm looking for ways to tear it apart rather than build it up. And so if we're going to start at the very beginning, that's Kate, by the way. She's in on the podcast today. Kate, say hi.
Hi.
That's my little girl, and she's joining me today. So if we start with the idea of goodness, then when we see people, we see the goodness that God has created them to be. We see the world as the good blessing that he has created it to be. Rather than trying to tear it apart, we're trying to build it up. And so our start can dictate our end. And if we start the story of humanity, of the world, of mankind, with the problem of sin, if we just start it there, we eliminate the power that God has given us in our very humanity. We eliminate the goodness that God has designed for us from the very start. I'm not saying that things aren't broken or that sin's not real. We're going to unpack that as we get into that part of Genesis. But it's important that we understand that where we start from can often dictate where we end. And if we start with goodness, we end up seeing people very differently. Now, the creation poem and these ancient stories that make up, they are a prelude to the rest of the story in the Bible, but they're also set up to help us understand humanity at its best. So what we're going to find is that the power in these stories is not in just in their historicity, but meaning that, you know, the history of them, but the power of the story is that they're still happening. In that sense, they're archetypal, which means that we can see ourselves in the story because we're participants, because that story is actually not just their story, but your story and my story. It's our story. And it's going to help us as we unpack these things really get to the core of what it means to be human. So these chapters, Genesis 1 through 11, they start with creation and they go all the way to the Tower of Babel, or Babel, however you want to say that. And they show a movement from a world none of us has ever known toward the real world of human history that we do know. In the world that we have not known, right? Everything is all right. It's in accord with the will of God. It's all good. But in the real world, some things are all right. Some things aren't. Dissension, oppression, violence, pain, they abound. And so these chapters are actually setting up one of the pictures of the problem of sin, is that we're all in need of salvation so that we can restore the goodness that God has put inside each and every one of us. It's there. It just needs to be unlocked, unearthed, opened up. These stories actually show us that there is a new world, a hope develops from this. And we'd love to, as we go through the next few weeks, explore this with you. Because I think when we're talking about humanity as a whole, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. Now, some of you are going to, who maybe have a background in the church, are going to find some of these things very difficult because we're not going to look at everything in its most literal sense. We're going to look at it from all angles. And we're not going to begin with just the problem. We're going to begin with the beginning. And that was, the world was created good. We're going to learn to see the true humanity that we were created to be, the true world that we were created to be. And sometimes that's hard because it's difficult for us to get over the problems that we face. So this series is for everyone. This series, where we begin, can dictate your entire outlook on the world and on people and on God. And that's why it's there. So we're going to spend the next maybe 10 weeks or so unpacking this amazing set of scripture, this prelude to the rest of the Bible. We're going to begin at the beginning and see how it helps us find our humanity. You and I were created in a specific way. We have specific problems and challenges that we're going to face. But when we know the way in which we were created to be, we will know exactly how to act because we know exactly who we are. So this series, From Eden to Babel, Begin at the Beginning, is actually about finding who you really are. And if you know that, you'll know exactly what you need to do. I hope that today you are open to the idea of not getting into this with skepticism, but getting into this with wonder. Because when you get into this with wonder, you're going to be able to ask better questions. You're going to be able to explore things that you never thought possible. And it may just end up that you see the world completely differently. I want to end with this prayer, which was also from Abraham Joshua Heschel, by the way. Dear Lord, grant me the grace of wonder. Surprise me, amaze me, awe me in every crevice of your universe. Each day enrapture me with your marvelous things without number. I do not ask to see the reason for it all. I only ask to share the wonder of it all. My friends, go outside. Take a look. Try to avoid the sun. There's no eclipse today. See the wonder that is around you. And in the midst of tragedy, of Hurricane Harvey, of the problems that you face, would your prayer lead you to be the answer to someone else's prayer? Be the goodness that someone else is praying for, and you might just find yourself amazed. Much love, my friends.